Hello? Is anyone there? I think we're back.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is the Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty. Marty.
Oh yeah, we're back, I think. It's been a while since I heard that theme song. Guess what it is? It is, well, you're subscribed, so hopefully you know. It is the Coming Clean Podcast. We are back at it again. It is the number one podcast. I think we're still number one. Yeah, we're still number one about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, The Hills, and now CS The Key. But since CS The Key is on break, we are going all the way back to 2008,
2007. I just turned 18 when this episode aired.
Oh, happy birthday. And the man you are hearing right there is the biggest boy I know.
He's a big boy.
It's Sam, back with you at all, as always.
Yeah, we are.
I still can't read, but we're okay.
Our timing's gonna be a little off. It's been a while. We've been busy with work, you know. We got day jobs, but if I didn't say already, I'm pretty sure I did because I don't remember. This is gonna be a rough episode. It's a Going Clean Podcast. I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and you already knew that. And we are excited to be back. It's been a long break since the finale of CS The Key, but here we are, and we are talking Hills Headlines.
The Hills Headlines.
All right, hit us up with some headlines, Sam.
A lot has happened in, how long has it been? 2 months?
Yep, around
or so.
Yep.
A lot has happened. Audrina is now dating Ryan Cabrera, so throwback to The Hills. I'm sure we will eventually get to that relationship.
You think it's a showmance or for real?
No, I think this is real. Audrina had a real tough year, so I think this is good for her. She was spotted with Justin Bobby, so maybe she's just trying to go back with what she knows.
She's really I think she's just like, yo, I need some clout. I need some thunder around my name, so let me just hit up all the old booths.
Yep. Spencer and Heidi are still doing their thing. Spencer won Snapchatter of the Year.
Nice.
I think a Streamy, I believe. Nice. One of those offshoot.
Yeah, Streamy or Shorty, one of those, right?
Yes.
Where is the applause button? Yeah, I'm looking for the applause. I can't find it.
Well, we can clap on our own. All right,
that's the closest thing I could find. Where the heck's the applause? Oh, anyway, keep going.
What else happened? You have some news from our Laguna Beach cast.
Yes, of course. We may be talking about The Hills, but we have not forgotten about Laguna Beach. And one of our I'm just going to say it. I'm biased. My favorite, Alex M. I had the distinct pleasure of meeting her son Levi, and Levi's gonna have a little sibling coming up.
Say what?
And to top it off, her BFF Taylor, also Prego. So they've just been, you know, posting on the Insta, posting those stories. So
and then also Casey, did she have another kid as well? Casey,
Casey. Well, she was pregnant before. I think we covered that. I don't know. Has she given birth?
She might have birthed a child.
She has breached.
And then on unfortunate, sad news. Oh, actually, I have some more good news.
Oh, yeah. Keep it going.
Just coming off the top right now. There has been talks of a Hills reunion. Lauren is probably most definitely not going to show up.
Yeah, I was going to say both Laurens.
But I think it actually stalled recently because now Kristen Cavallari has her own TV show.
Yes. I believe it is called.
It's like Being Kristen or something like that.
Hold on. A shout out to one of our very loyal Twitter followers, if my internet lets me. But it is going to be called Very Cavallari.
Just a great name.
Yeah. Now that, you know, we'll see if Jay's going to be around. Are they going to be in Miami? Are they going to be back in Chicago? Are they back in California? Who knows?
Actually, I think they just said they moved to Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she also has her line, her jewelry line, so I think that's going to be a big part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what? Is Jay, like, coaching in Vanderbilt or something?
Who knows what Jay's doing?
He had a pretty good year last year.
Smoking Jay Cuddy. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but we have not decided whether we are going to cover that. We're already having a hard time with our jobs trying to get this once a week. We are committed to Siesta Key and The Hills, so.
And we're committed to you guys, so yes. Let us know what you guys want to see from us going forward.
Yeah, if you really want Very Cavallari, we will find room and time to cover that.
Maybe we'll just throw a brief highlight.
Yeah, true.
At some point. Not a bad idea. Write that down.
Yes, I have no pen and paper, but mental note. And also, this is a recording, so we don't need to write it down. Yeah, we just got to listen back. And speaking of listeners, we have...
Hold on. Sorry. I have sad news. Last piece of sad news. Oh. And I don't know how we've... I don't know if we've actually discussed this, but... Lo Bosworth says she wants nothing to do with The Hills cast.
Denied. That's sad.
She was our person, so
I know.
Now I think I'm fully against Lo at this point.
No.
I'm just off the train.
Yeah, but it's like I don't know. I don't remember how she was portrayed in the later seasons, but I mean, you would think that, you know, she wouldn't be where she is without it. And you don't forget your roots. Unless she's like, no, Laguna got me to where I am, but I'm pretty sure she was a bigger star on The Hills.
Yes. Yeah. Her supporting cast role was far greater reaching.
Yeah. Well, that's a low for low. Hopefully she has a change of heart. Maybe she'll be like a surprise entrant into the reunion. Who knows?
No, I don't think so.
This is Dunzo.
Yeah, I'm fully out on her. She doesn't need to show up.
Ooh. Well, speaking of showing up, we have not shown up for the past couple months. And shout out to everyone who reached out on Twitter, on email, looking for us. We are fine. We just have to pay rent for our respective apartments.
Money talks. Yeah. So if you guys want to help out, please contribute to our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can find us there and contribute or, you know, just support us in any way possible.
Yeah, you know, just tell all your friends to go listen to it. We're on pretty much everywhere that's not washed because SoundCloud's pretty much washed.
Except for my rapping career. Oh, Check that out.
Yes, follow him at Podcast Sam CC or something like that on SoundCloud. But yeah, I mean, we're on iTunes, obviously, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. We are one of the few podcasts accepted there, so go check us out there. You know, if you're going through your playlist on a Friday, you know, just throw us on there. We just search Coming Clean Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And as you mentioned, we do have a Patreon, and very big shout out, very big thank you, found the applause, to our very first Patreon backer at V_M07. You also have a screen name as your Twitter name, so I'm not sure what to call you. We will call you VM 07. Thank you for being our Patreon backer. That contribution will go a long way into converting our .xyz into a .com someday. Maybe after a couple of months.
Hey, all the big businesses are using .xyz.
Yeah.
Amazon.xyz. Go check it out.
We should buy that. Maybe that's our ticket home.
It's like Bitcoin. We just start buying domain names.
Yeah. But yeah, any other thing before we jump into this, the meat and the heart of this episode?
I think that's it. If we made any promises in the past,
we forgot them.
We probably forgot. So,
and just let us know at Coming Clean Pod. You can yell at us. We're fine. We can take it.
I mean, for the most part.
If it's too much, then we'll like cry and hide.
Yeah.
But hey, it's episode 67. Too. We gave them 66 marginal quality podcasts. No, they were amazing podcasts. Maybe absent of like the first episode. That was kind of a very awkward, weird reading out loud exercise. But hey, episode 67, that's a lot of content. That's 67 hours of content from us. I'm still amazed. But now we got to give you another close to an hour of content, starting with the Hills Highlights.
The Hills Highlights.
All right, this is season 3 if you're following along, episode 2, Big Girls Don't Cry. Let's just say the long break was our season break between seasons. This is a new season, even though we're starting on episode 2. We'll listen to episode 1 to catch up.
But we were so shocked by episode 1.
Yes.
That we had to take a break.
Yeah, just too much happening, but even more happening now. And let's we're keeping the new format going. It keeps us in check, and we are going to ask some question highlights. And we got 3 burning questions on this one. And let's start with Spencer and Heidi getting engaged. I did not know it happened this early in the show, but I'm not surprised. My question is, are they the best reality TV couple of all time?
Who?
Spidey.
No, I said, yeah, that was more of like a shock.
Oh. Oh. You were like, who? Yeah.
So first, let's address the engagement from the show.
Okay.
A bold move.
Okay, I think so yeah, coming from someone, this is your wheelhouse. You have gone through this process. Yep. Talk me through sort of the Spencer and what did you do differently and your take on it.
So I took 4 years before I engaged.
Okay.
So I also recommend that, but to each their own. Spencer and clearly it worked because Spencer and Heidi are still together. Even after 1 year, Spencer knew this was it, and he just wanted to lock it down. The only concerning part is when he bought this ring, he said that it was. He's like, oh, trying to be cool, being like, oh, and it only means that you're engaged. It doesn't mean you're actually married. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little suspicious of that. Like,
he already has like hedging, right?
Yeah, he has a past of, you know, cheating or at least flirting with other women.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever verified that he's actually cheated, but
that's a good point.
Yeah, we've only seen him talking with other ladies and flirting.
Correct.
You know, it's been blown out of proportion by LC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, we have our opinions on that, so we'll see how that goes. Yep. But as far as, I mean, I'm not big on the idea, but a lot of people get married at 22 back in like 1950. So,
you know, even here in the Midwest where I'm now living.
Yeah. So to each their own, if they're ready and they want to go with it. His proposal didn't seem that grand, or he didn't even ask her to marry him.
I was going to say, did he not ask? He just handed her the ring, right?
Yeah. He basically just said he got this for her.
Right.
And he didn't really say, he just said he wanted to be with her the rest of her life.
Right.
Maybe they're not, like, this could be a semantics issue, which could be a smart thing. Like, you know, semantics.
Yeah. Good call. Is that like his out clause? Like, I never really asked you.
Yeah, exactly. He put in a warranty in that proposal.
Yeah. So some loopholes there. Interesting points that
we'll see where it goes. Like, if it goes bad, he can just be like, I never proposed. Well, he gave it as a gift, so he can't necessarily get the ring back.
Right, and he already threw the receipt back.
He said he doesn't need that, so that's a legal problem. We've seen that with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. She didn't return that ring.
Yeah, pawn that.
Wait, didn't he say that this is J-Lo?
Yeah.
He said something about this is like a J-Lo ring.
He did, and he outlasted all of J-Lo's marriages combined.
You know, looking into the future, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just so fascinating that Spencer and I guess Heidi too, their gut about each other was pretty spot on, and just the way they're set up, their personalities on the show is just like a disaster waiting to happen. And we've seen quote unquote perfect couples come and go from all of these shows, and it's like the most problematic one that's still together, and not for like problematic reasons. They're just like legitimately in love and they're made for each other and they're living the dream.
Yeah, I mean, they found who they are meant to be together, so good on them. Nothing against it.
Right.
So, I mean,
they proved everyone wrong.
Honestly, they're clearly perfect for each other because it seems like they're both wanted the same thing. They want to live that, at that time, they want to live the LA lifestyle, do it up. There is, as we could see, there is, seems that there could be a little, what's that called? Not devil in heaven, but, trouble in paradise with
devil in heaven.
They just moved in together. They haven't really bought a lot of furniture, and Spencer is now decorating their house with. I also thought this was like later in the seasons, but I guess we're on season 3 already.
Yep.
But with a nice big Hollywood sign and some money symbols around it.
Yep.
Pretty dope for a bachelor pad. For a couple, like, how do you in her mind was like, we got to make this softer, and I feel like happens in like any relationship. It kind of, everything kind of softens.
Yeah.
And Spencer kind of took it on his, on the head and like flipped it.
Okay, just for perspective, that like, was like
shocked.
That was like a thing that Spencer thought was awesome back in 07. And you fast forward to 2017, 2018 or whatever. That's like a prank. That's a YouTube prank.
Yeah.
Like you paint your house and like, surprise, I put some gaudy ass graffiti on your wall.
Like huge, like this is like
it was so repug.
It was on like West Coast Customs, probably came in and did that. You just pimped your house.
Hey, they got to get that brand partnership done. Yeah, so I mean, keep MTV, it in the family. Probably, yeah. I forgot to write down that painting, but that was I'm pretty sure I was just like so repulsed by it.
It was kind of sick.
No,
but I mean, I don't know.
Not even a little bit. I'm sure like back in 07 when like, you know, we were hitting a PacSun and Aeropostale, not a sponsor.
At least it wasn't like a tribute to like Aaliyah or something like that.
Oh gosh.
That would have been better.
Or just like a picture of Manny Pacquiao and all of his children, like his tattoo, just faces of his family.
Best pound for pound fighter.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. We could say that. True. We could agree with that, but it's still pretty repug.
True. But yeah, I mean, going back to your second question, like best reality couple of all time.
Yeah, who else would be? I would say Trista and the guy from the first season,
Ryan.
Bachelorette is up.
But I don't think they're together anymore.
They're not? Oh, I would be so sad. Trista.
Just doing a quick check. Yeah. I know. I think they might still be together.
Oof. Yeah, she's still Trista Sutter.
Okay. Ooh,
they married are, yeah. Since 2003, so they have the longevity argument. They have,
I used to have a big crush on Trista when same. Like Bachelor was coming down.
Same. So yeah. They have 4 years on Heidi and Spencer, and I would I have another nominee.
Who?
I would say Boston Rob and Amber from Survivor.
They're still together?
Maybe. Amber and Boston Rob. Rob Mariano. Yeah, married since 2005. So they have 2 years on Spidey. So interesting. They've laid low, obviously.
But Heidi and Spencer went away and like all these people went away. But in terms of being a actual TV star relationship and turning it into like a reality show relationship, because they were on Celebrity Big Brother recently. They were on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And then like they took that and then was still able to be together after all that drama and like them going through like their quote unquote probably crazy period.
Right. And basically like and with cameras on them the whole time.
Yeah. and normalized and able to come back from that. Like, it's very impressive. And they haven't really changed that much.
Right. Yeah, they're still wacky and crazy. And they know how to stay relevant. Like, Spencer's on the Snapchat game. They got a podcast going.
They know, they embrace, I think they're more self-aware than people give them credit to. Whereas maybe LC and some of the other cast might not be as self-aware and like try to make themselves be legitimate.
Yeah.
When all we really want to see in the world is Spencer and Hani are probably the most real people out there.
Yes. And yeah, I think it is the self, because they know they're like putting on, they're like hamming it up all the time. But yeah, there is that level of self-awareness that makes it not annoying.
Yes. Like, yeah, if it was constant and they like truly believe that, well, I don't know, some of the stuff they would used to do was not for camera and not for fame.
Yep.
Then you're like, all right, I'm done with these people. But they even admit they're like, they do make Spidey famous again. Like,
right.
Respect it.
Yeah. So yeah, longevity in terms of career. Yeah. Let's put it in the context of like TV. So yeah, I'd say they would take the prize of best like TV couple, reality TV couple of all time.
And yeah, then, you threw me off. I'm gonna have to do research on this.
Yeah, let us know at Coming Clean Pod. Is there any other couple that had lasted this long or are as successful that we missed, other than the ones we wrote? Or maybe you think Robin Amber or Tristan Ryan are the greatest TV couple of all time? Let us know at Coming Clean Pod. It's open for debate. All right. Anything else on Spidey before we move on to our next hot topic?
Nope.
All right. The next one. Here he is with the moment we've been waiting for.
The true debut of the one and only.
JB.
Bobby. Bobby Boucher.
Justin Bobby has entered the building. He has entered the show. And for a little bit of context, this podcast would not exist if it were not just for...
Justin Bobby.
Yes, I gotta get used to speaking on the microphone again. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah, for context, you know, this all started with me acquiring a Justin Bobby beanie at the same time when we were talking about starting some sort of podcast, and that's when the idea started almost 2 years ago now. Or it's, yeah, it's no,
no, a year, and a, little, half a year and a half.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like 60 plus weeks ago.
That dinner between Audrina and Justin really kickstarted everything, because that beanie was so floppy and he was at dinner in a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Got the hair streaks going.
Yeah. It's so now it's like kind of dive into the backstory of the relationship. They have compared this to LC would like to compare this kind of how her and Jason relationship is. She gives them second chances. They're bad boys. Last time Audrina was dating Bobby, he basically ditched her for a strip club. And as they would said it, was it abandoned or?
I think it was abandoned or like, yeah, something like that. It was a very dramatic word that was not accurate at all.
Yeah, which is like he didn't like if he it w- the case w- if he actually abandoned her, he would have like went home. I don't think he necessarily went home from
he,
Vegas.
He like, ditched her that one night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they were like driving back on the highway on like I-40 and then he just tosses her on the road and it keeps going.
Yeah. It seemed a little bit dramatic, but
yeah.
This is 2007. A lot of things were high drama.
Well, we kept receipts, and now we're doing a podcast on it. So, LC, we are calling you out on your dramatics 11 years later. Yeah. How do you feel?
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we get Audrina and Justin rekindle with the dinner. They come back home to LC and Lo getting ready to go out to a now-defunct 40, something like the not the... 40 Deuce, now defunct. Same thing was that restaurant, now closed. But it's like it gives me pleasure to lift all this up. But yeah, so come home and we get the this is a highlight of, you know, what the season, well, this is one of the main like bits that always gets played when you talk about the Hills, of Elsie and Lo discussing Justin Bobby's name, whether it's Justin, whether he wants to be called Bobby. Mm-hmm. And he's so chill that he doesn't care. So then they come up with Justin Bobby and it sticks for the dawn of time.
Yeah. But a pretty, we're starting to see a lot more of the iconic moments. We're seeing the GIF, the LC GIF for today. I'm not recalling exactly what it was, but I've seen it whenever I search for the Hills GIFs. But yeah, weird. I don't know. It's just so weird how he acted around LC and Lo.
But like, he's just like kind of whatever. He's just such a chill guy. Like, I looking like at the time, I was like, oh,
you're
wow.
You're so chill, like, you don't see what people are doing.
Yeah. Like, at the time, I was like, oh, LC and Lo were just trying to, like, you know, joke with them, be friends with them. But he was kind of like, yeah, call me whatever. And right. I think they took it kind of personally. Or at the same time, it's like, if people are kind of making fun of your name to your face.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lo kind of like, jumped.
How much do you right take? Yeah, that. Like, how, and she kind of went right at him, like, yeah, how much do you take of that, you know?
Right. Yeah, he was definitely kinder to the cat, because even when he was saying goodbye, he didn't really smile at Elsie and Lo, but then there was like one break where he smiled for the first time and he was waving at the cat.
Hey, I mean, he's a nice-hearted guy.
So yeah, under that beanie and under that luscious, luscious, beautiful hair and past that beard is a beautiful heart.
Is a heart of gold.
Yeah.
But so my question is, do you think Audrina's in the wrong for basically taking Elsie's ticket to 40 Deuce? Or did Elsie just think that she took his ticket and like Elsie could have still gone?
Yeah.
How do you think that played out?
Okay. I'm trying to recall their conversation before the date. And wasn't the plan to always just meet up at 40 Deuce?
Yes.
So Deuce. And like deuces.
Correct.
40 times. So I was under the assumption that they had like 4 tickets.
Because I'm not positive. I know there was at least 2 tickets from that whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But like Audrina said, she was going to meet up with Lo and LC later on.
Right.
So now it's like I'm even more confused.
Yeah.
Maybe they sold off tickets or people couldn't go. So now I'm even more confused and at the anger of LC. She just gave up on that.
Right. She basically bailed. She probably didn't want to go anyway. She can't stand the sight of one of her friends dating a guy when she's not. We'll get to that later.
I mean, do we make that a law yet, or is that just a theory that we have?
Yeah, that could be the new theory.
Because it kind of happened with she even joked about it when she was on the bed. She was like, "Well, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself.
Right.
It gets me in trouble." Like she said it so sarcastically that it still like offends the person she's saying it. Like there's people like sometimes you make a joke, but then the joke is actually real, and you're just kind of playing it off as your joke, or like you're saying something. But it's still a slight.
Yep.
It's just a backhanded way of speaking, and she does it a little too often, and I'm not appreciating it.
Yeah, she's still. We'll get to her. Let's keep going with Audrina and Justin Bobby. Our third topic is basically all about LC.
I didn't look at the next next note.
But so Justin Bobby, I know that he has this history, and second chances are being talked about. So my big question is, do you think people can change in a relationship? Yeah. Is it like one of those once a cheater, always a cheater type deals? Or does someone who you have a history with who has wronged you deserve a second chance?
Well, as people know, we're spite guys. So yes. once you burn us once, we're done. However, I do think that people can change.
Mm-hmm.
But those people usually have to go through some big catharsis, you know. Mm-hmm. They have to experience something, experience a downfall, and kind of adapt off that nature for them to actually fully, truly change.
Yep.
A lot of people can say they change or they grew up and didn't, like, you have to go through some kind of downfall to actually make an important change in their life. And so I think for the most part, a lot of people don't actually experience that.
Yeah.
We'll see if Justin Bobby did. Like, we'll see how far he gets pushed. I get how the relationship goes. I don't know if he actually changed. He still has that cool attitude.
Right.
And I mean, we don't know what he was prior, but it doesn't seem like he's changed because she still calls him the bad boy, and that's kind of what they go for.
Yeah. And it's just, I agree with what you said, but within the context of Justin Bobby, and even he said he's changed. He's like, see, I've changed just because he like cuts his vegetables or something on the plate. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I don't think he cuts his own food.
But yeah, it doesn't seem like he's changed. I know Audrina thinks he's a little, you know, his bad boy side has mellowed out a little bit. But it's still there. It's still very much the energy that he's giving. So we'll see. He's officially on the cast, and we'll see how this goes. How many episodes are we giving Justin, Bobby, and Audrina before the first big blow-up?
I'm giving 2 episodes.
2 episodes. I was going to say 4. All right, you say 2. So 3.5 episodes is the over-under.
And is it going to be LC induced?
Oh, I was about to ask that. And I think that's a perfect segue to LC, because I am actually having trouble being on LC's team. I know we have a lot of listeners who are very much loyal to LC, but I implore you to watch like the latter half of season 2 and the beginning of season 3. Because her projections over, she is projecting her issues with Jason so much to everyone else that she is becoming a real problem for everyone else. And she's the Debbie Downer dragging everyone down just because she can't get her ish together.
And it's very upsetting. Going into this, I think we've even discussed this, like, we were LC people, like we were on LC's side, yep. We were on Lo's side, uh-huh. And now looking back on it, they're kind of the mean girl. You know what they are? They're not necessarily the villains of the show,
but they're holier than thou.
Yes, they're holier than thou, and now that we're older, is like those people who are holier than thou are actually like not necessarily good people.
Right? They're like fake AF.
Yeah. They put down people that are,
yes,
you know, just trying, like, some people make the wrong decisions. Right. Some people, you know, you can't control people, and they're trying to pass judgment on themselves, and things happen, and, you know, the people get their comeuppance eventually, whether they're trying to be better than you or not. And in this world, nobody's better than one other person.
My biggest problem with LC, and I think Heidi sort of touched on this, is obviously when you're friends, especially when you're best friends, and we give each other advice all the time, and we talk to each other about, yeah, like personal problems, and to give any sort of advice, whether it's theoretical or practical, we obviously have to look into our own personal past and experiences. And that's fine too. I went through this. This is what I did. This is what I learned. That's fine. I think that is perfect friend advice to give. What LC's doing is she is drawing from her past and saying that you are going to suffer the same fate as me. And that's not advice. You are just being negative and not helping at all. But just because Jason screwed you over doesn't mean every guy is going to screw your friends over.
Yeah. And just because you got back in a relationship with somebody who had issues, and you more like, You drew that out for far too long.
Yep.
You were trying to fix she was trying to fix something that probably at the time couldn't be fixed.
Right.
And she was trying to make something work, and now she's trying to make everybody else make their lives what she thinks is better, or from what she knows, and it's going to cause rifts. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Elsie and Lorne are probably going to have a fight down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just her, she has control issues for sure. So, yeah, just because she lost control of her relationship and sort of just Jason's actions forced the issue, now she's trying to control everyone else's relationship. Now, that's not to say that her heart isn't in the right place. I'm not judging intent. Maybe she really is just looking out for her friends. But also, she has to empathize a little bit and realize that, hey, they got to go through their own stuff too.
Yeah, she's not the softest person.
Yeah.
Which we can kind of tell from her personality. Like, she's not... Maybe she's a little closed off or a little more refined, a little more held back on a lot of situations.
Except when passive aggressive.
Yeah. Except when she, like, drinks. When she drinks, what we saw from the last episode. But, yeah, passive aggressive is a great word for it. She does things smart, like, I don't know, like, sneakily behind your back and says things that make her seem that she's has right intent, but
right.
it's not true.
Yeah. So for those, you know, still on Elsie's camp, again, I ask you to rewatch the episodes that we have recently watched and why we've turned. And I'm sure back in those days, we were very team Elsie just because that was the thing. And she was, you know, I'm sure the after shows, you know, hyped her up and everything. So now, yeah, I mean, what?
I mean, 11? Heidi came out, I think Heidi and Spencer were saying, it was like, at the time, everybody was Team LC.
Yep.
So you are automatically behind the eight ball when you're anybody else that goes against her.
Right. Because I think, yeah, before there was sort of that, I guess this was like around the, it was a lot of like falls. It was like, it was probably Xtina days, like sort of your bubblegum princesses have suffered their downfalls. Lindsay Lohan's going through her stuff.
So yeah, when did Brittany had her breakdown?
That was around, that was probably like 04, 05-ish. But was it? I mean, like the pattern is like all the big, you know, good girl role models in the teenage years of like our generation have all suffered the downfall, and Elsie was sort of the one holding the ground.
Was 2007.
It was? The Britney stuff?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. See, my theory is like coming together now.
If Britney can get through 2007, so yeah. Can't we?
Right. So I think there was just a general cultural craving for, you know, we need someone with like a moral compass or something who has it together. But now looking back at it, it's like, I think we're a lot more accepting of faults if it's like just sort of going through that. And since we're their age and we're looking back, it's like, Elsie, why you got to be that way? Heidi and Spencer just want to live their life, do their thing. You do you wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah. But and when you're like 18, you don't know any better. You haven't been worn down by, you know, 5-10 right. years of work. Yeah,
true.
And haven't gone through college. Yeah, and like relationships, like a lot of people probably had one high school girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, and you guys had a breakup, and it's like, oh, that's sad. But like a lot of times, you know, you don't experience that beef between friends, and everybody's just trying to get through high school.
Right. Oh, you know my proof of concept on this one? To prove my theory, I think people should just look at Siesta Key, because they keep... The editing of Siesta Key just keeps switching. Like, you don't really know who the good guy is or who to root for. And you're seeing, like, the camps of we're Team Kelsey, but a lot of people dislike her.
Almost proved us wrong. A lot of people are Team Juliet. Yep. And then they kind of brought up. And as we first watched, like, I think I had to do an apology for this. When I watched the first couple episodes and I never watched them back, I was like, oh, I thought so-and-so said one thing.
Yep.
Turns out like that never, I made that up in my mind. So right. I continued that on going without even realizing until somebody kind of mentioned it.
Yeah. So yeah, it is interesting. Like the dynamic of like a very similarly formatted show. There's no clear heroes and villains when back then there were clear heroes and villains, and the cultural shift 10 years later when we're rewatching literally the same show that we did, it's like, mm-hmm. The line's kind of blurred, and if even it's flipped on its head when I'm like, no, Heidi and Spencer are just living their best life, and yeah. Elsie's trying to prevent that, like she's hindering their happiness. Mm-hmm. So that's our take. We're gonna hear from some people now. At Coming Clean Pod, we are ready to defend ourselves, but let us know your thoughts. Elsie, if you're listening, thank you for listening. But right now we are on Team Spidey, I guess. We were talking about it. All right, anything else before we wrap things up?
No, I already addressed the issue of 2007 when a lot of things started mm-hmm. closing, so very upset that those two restaurants don't exist. I was trying to look up the menu of wherever Adrena and
the Mexican place.
Was it Mexican?
Yeah, it was some Spanish. It was like a fusion, like French Spanish.
It's like Commodores and something.
Yeah.
I was trying to look up the menu because they clearly didn't know anything that was on it. So I was trying to figure out if I don't know. Yeah, Cobras and Matadors. Oh, I couldn't find the menu, but
Cobras and Matadors. Okay. Well, I just rolled my eyes real hard at that. I'm glad they're closed. But now we got to jump over and crown an MVP of the week. Clap
your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Say right up, yes, sir.
All right, who is taking your MVP of the week award?
Dang. This is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to Adrena.
Ooh. Reasons.
I think that she brought some energy to the show. We're finally getting more Adrena like I think we were kind of looking for the past two seasons.
Yep.
We're going to get a little more Adrena storyline. And I think I just like where her heart is. Give a second chance. Be with somebody that you think you always want to be with and have that chance to always be with them.
All right. Congrats, Adrena. Is that her first? That might be her first.
Yeah, because we were pretty down on her.
She's pretty low energy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give mine to Spencer. He went for it. He made a bad decision with the paint, but you know, the guy knows what he wants and goes for it. No regrets. I wish I was as brave as him.
He's like the definition of send it.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that a washed term now? That's very 2017.
I know, but looking back now, he's the definition of it.
Yeah, and he's still living his best life now, so I have nothing but respect for that guy. All right, and now let's talk about people we don't respect, at least for this week.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Such bad people. Who is the baddest of them all today?
I'm giving it to Elsie.
All right.
No cares.
Yeah, that's
jabroni.
That's a double-decker flusher.
Jabroni.
And I think we spent 15 minutes. Yeah. So Elsie, sorry, you are the jabroni of the week. And what we realized in preparing for this episode, our secret, invisible, imaginary producer has said that we can't have trivia time today because back on August 13th or something like that, August 13th, 2017, they aired both the first two episodes of the season, and we already covered that day, so we are going to postpone that, and we had a lengthy discussion anyway today. So we're going to push that to next week. Trivia time will be back. Actually, if you have any trivia questions, I think I'm up to ask questions. If you have trivia questions, you know.
Wow, outsourcing already?
Yeah. At Marty Mark, if you're sick of hearing like geopolitical and like NBA scores,
Or if you want something new, want something new, and we could always fill it with something else. We have no problem with that.
Yeah, any games that you want us to play, let us know. If you want to hop on a call to be the host of the game, we are happy to do that as well. But for now, we are running short on time because we had a lengthy discussion. Welcome back. Happy to be back. And whoop, I've actually forgotten what happens after trivia. It's the recommendations. Give us a recommendation, Sam.
Sure.
We'll be better next week.
I'm going to recommend Bad Bobby. She's the Cash Me Outside girl under her rap name. She's apparently blown up. I don't know. I'm just going to shout it out. Get some clout. Let's go.
All right. So I'm going to go with Tekashi 69. I'm kidding.
I mean, you definitely could. Check out the beef.
No, I'm going to. We just because of podcast of like just weird preteen rapper beef.
I'm here for it.
I'm going to go with something that I've recently discovered. I'm sure it's been around for a while, but it was pretty life-changing for me. Ben and Jerry's Pint Slices.
What?
Which is basically literally like a pint of Ben and Jerry's that they cut up and cover it in chocolate or whatever the coating is. So it's like a Ben and Jerry's Klondike bar. It's pretty dope. It's amazing.
If y'all can see my face right now, I am in shock.
I had the chocolate espresso one, and it had like little bits of espresso in there.
Oh, ooh wee!
So good. So I highly recommend it for now that it's heating up, and the season's heating up. We will be back next week on Friday. But before that, Sam, let the good people know where to find us now that they can find us again.
Yeah, you guys can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. As always, we love a good little support at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Grab some merch at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
All right. Thank you to Radical Something for our theme song. It's still Cali Get Down because we are down with the clowns, a.k.a. the Insane Clown Posse. I don't know where I was going with that. Just always remember, Sam, what do the good people got to do?
Don't mess with the Juggalos. And always rep the red.
Worldwide peace.